Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Why is being single in the Mormon Church considered a negative? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today to discuss this topic is my colleague, Eric Johnson. We continue looking at a book called The Next Mormons, How Millennials Are Changing the LDS Church. It was written by Jana Reese, who's a very well-known Mormon blogger. It came out in the spring of 2019, published by Oxford University Press. The reason why we're spending so much time on this is because we personally feel there's so much good information in this book regarding the thought processes of the millennials within the Mormon church as compared to the older generation in their church, such as the boomers. And there is certainly a disparity between how a millennial thinks and how a boomer thinks, who's of that older category. And a lot of the traditional values that you would think the Mormon church has had over the many years could very well be changing in the future as these young people tend to grow up with the views that they at least currently hold. Jana Reese was talking about some of the things in the church that keep people in the church, regardless of the fact that her statistics show that many faithful Mormons are really not all that faithful to a lot of their doctrines. It was quite surprising. So she's talking about, for instance, marriage, and we were discussing this yesterday, how if you're a married Latter-day Saint, the chances are you're probably going to stay in the church, even though you may have some doubts about some of the history and the doctrine of the church. But that raises a question. What if you're single in the Mormon church? That tends to be a negative factor if you're a member of the LDS Church, and she tells the story of an individual in her book. And so, Eric, why don't you read that account that she has?
Yes, this is on page 79, and she mentions Troy, who's a 37-year-old economic researcher and a single Latter-day Saint. She quotes Troy as saying this, "Whereas single women are pitied in Mormon culture, single men are condemned." And, quote, "I don't feel like either one of those is a good position," end quote. I asked Troy if he was aware of a disturbing quotation, often wrongly attributed to Brigham Young, that any single man over the age of 25 is a quote-unquote menace to society. He was well aware of the comment and its ramifications. Single men, he says, rarely receive invitations to social events that involve families. Some people don't want you to be around kids because they think you're a pedophile or something. While married women can't be friends with you because that would be inappropriate. This means that overall, if you are an older single man in a family ward, you are likely pretty isolated.
Now, there's certainly no New Testament admonition saying that if you are single and as a New Testament Christian that you need to go out and get married. In fact, the Apostle Paul, he doesn't disparage marriage, nor does he disparage being single. In fact, he even spoke of the advantages of being single as a Christian because you do not have the responsibility of a wife to take care of, and you are more apt to be able to do missionary work or evangelistic work in the church. So where do we get this? Why is the Mormon church so different on this? Why are they so anti-biblical when it comes to the subject of marriage?
Bill, can you feel the angst of this 37-year-old single male? Because, as he said, single women are pitied in Mormon culture. In fact, some of the leaders have said, if you don't have the opportunity to get married in this life, then there will be a special dispensation for you. But for the men, I can imagine, as he seems to portray here, that he gets picked on a lot. And people are saying, what's wrong with you? 37 years old, you're the man. Go find a woman because, well, doesn't Mormonism teach that marriage is necessary to be able to go to the celestial kingdom, to be able to have families?
It most certainly does, and I want to address that. But Reese also says in her book that single people are more likely to leave Mormonism or become inactive than married people. That should cause some concern, you would think, among the leadership. But let's go back to that statement that's been falsely attributed to Brigham Young, because she says in her book that she wanted to find out if that statement was even true, because it seems to be a part of Mormon folklore. So she did a number of checks, and she mentions going to John Turner's book on Brigham Young, which personally, I don't think that book is the end-all book on statements by Brigham Young, but she did say that she checked the complete discourses of Brigham Young, which we have a set of those, five volumes of sermons that Brigham Young gave. But here's the problem. Jana Reese was trying to find the quote attributed to Brigham Young. Brigham Young didn't say that. Nobody really uses the word menace to society in that kind of a context. However, we do find statements made by other Mormon leaders that sound very similar. But before we get to them, I want you to quickly read what Spencer W. Kimball had to say about the importance of marriage. And in that citation found in The Miracle of Forgiveness, written by Kimball, he cites Brigham Young. What does he say there?
He writes this on page 245 of his classic work, The Miracle of Forgiveness. He's talking about the celestial kingdom. He says, there they will have no spouses, no children. If one is going to be in God's kingdom of exaltation where God dwells in all his glory, one will be there as a husband or a wife and not otherwise. Regardless of his virtues, the single person or the one married for this life only cannot be exalted. All normal people should marry and rear families. To quote Brigham Young, quote, no man can be perfect without the woman, so no woman can be perfect without a man to lead her. I tell you the truth, as it is in the bosom of eternity, if he wishes to be saved, he cannot be saved without a woman by his side, end quote. And then Kimball says, celestial marriage is that important.
So when this 37-year-old single Mormon male says that the single Mormon male is condemned, whereas the single woman is pitied, he's actually telling the truth. Because if you don't qualify for the celestial kingdom, you're going to be condemned. Anything less than the highest level in the celestial kingdom, according to Mormonism, is damnation. So that's what he's referring to. So he's actually quite correct. But when she brings up that statement by Brigham Young, he seems to be very well aware of that. So it seems to be a common folklore in the local ward that Brigham Young said something like this. Now, she says she did her research and she couldn't find Brigham Young making a comment like that. Well, she did good research, because Brigham Young, as far as we know, never said something like that. But let me show you what some other leaders said. And tell me if you don't think this sounds awfully similar. For instance, I'm going to be reading from the Journal of Discourses, Volume 20, a statement from George Q. Cannon. George Q. Cannon was a member of the First Presidency under Brigham Young, and this is what he said. Our boys, when they arrive at years of maturity and can take care of a wife, should get married, and there should not be a lot of young men growing up in our midst who ought to be, but are not married. While I do not make the remark to apply to individual cases, I am firmly of the opinion that a large number of unmarried men over the age of 24 years is a dangerous element in any community and an element upon which society should look with a jealous eye. Does it sound like maybe George Q. Cannon's statement was misappropriately credited to Brigham Young? And then perhaps a paraphrase of that statement had come up, and then that was what was repeated over and over in the local ward. It certainly seems like that to me. But not only did George Q. Cannon say something like that, we also have sixth President Joseph F. Smith. Now, he also makes a comment that sounds very close to the one attributed to Brigham Young.
He writes this in Gospel Doctrine, and that's a book that was republished in 1986, page 275. He writes, we hold that no man who is marriageable is fully living his religion who remains unmarried. He is doing a wrong to himself by retarding his progress, by narrowing his experiences, and to society by the undesirable example that he sets to others, as well as he himself being a dangerous factor in the community.
A dangerous factor in the community. Well, if you look up the word menace, it talks about danger. It's like a synonym. So I can understand why she may not have found Brigham Young saying that, because he never said it, but certainly other leaders have said something just like that. So it is something that I can see will affect negatively those males who do not seem to find a wife. How are they going to get into the celestial kingdom unless they're married? Now, I know the Mormon Church would come up with this unspoken loophole. Well, if they wanted to be married and the Lord never seemed to have brought the right woman to them, that's okay. God will take that into consideration. I don't find early Mormon leaders saying that, but I'm sure if that was to come up in a local ward setting in the congregation, let's say, someone would probably come up with that kind of an unspoken loophole. But as I said, that's not what Brigham Young seemed to believe, and that's not what other leaders such as Spencer Kimball seemed to believe, at least not from the statement you read there.
Regardless of whether or not he said menace to society as far as these single men are concerned, Troy has heard of this. 37-year-old, apparently people are bringing this up. What's wrong with you? I find it interesting, who cares what Brigham Young says, because Brigham Young said many things that Mormons today would disregard. So if he doesn't say it, we still have quotes from other leaders. We have a quote we just gave from Spencer Kimball. Other leaders have said that celestial marriage is crucial. This is what Hugh B. Brown says. Celestial marriage is an everlasting covenant prerequisite to exaltation and eternal progress in the kingdom of God. So whether or not Brigham Young said that, the church that he belongs to does say that he needs to get married in this lifetime to be able to continue on, and that's what's causing him all of this angst.
There are so many areas in which the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints distances itself from New Testament Christianity. This is only one among many. And now many people would say, well, is that really a big deal? Well, it is in the Mormon Church. It most certainly is a big deal. And look at the concern that it's caused this 37-year-old that Jana Rees features in her book. He feels like he's being condemned by his church because he has not found a spouse. Is that really the way he should feel? Where in the Bible does it teach anything close to something like that, that you have to be married, much less you have to be married for time and eternity in a Mormon temple? You will not find that anywhere in our Bibles.
We believe as evangelical Christians that it's not a family that's going to make you complete. That's not going to prepare you for heaven. It's having a relationship with Jesus. We're very clear about that because the Bible teaches that. So if you're a Latter-day Saint who thinks that somehow finding the right marriage partner is going to somehow complete your life, to think that that is something you need, that is certainly not a biblical position.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Did you know that this year marks the 40th anniversary of Mormonism Research Ministry? All of us at MRM want to thank those of you who have faithfully supported our efforts to educate the body of Christ about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, as well as sharing God's grace with the Mormon people. If you would like to give a special anniversary gift to further our efforts here at MRM, simply click the donate button on our homepage at mrm.org. Your support, as always, is greatly appreciated.